Our Bible reading this morning is from 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 4 to 11. And I'm going to be reading from the Contemporary English Version of the Bible. So the words should be on the screen behind me. 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 4. There are different kinds of spiritual gifts, but they all come from the same Spirit. There are different ways to serve the same Lord, and we can each do different things. Yet the same God works in all of us and helps us in everything we do. The Spirit has given each of us a special way of serving others. Some of us can speak with wisdom, while others can speak with knowledge. But these gifts all come from the same Spirit. To others, the Spirit has given great faith, or the power to heal the sick, or the power to work mighty miracles. Some of us are prophets, and some of us recognize when God's Spirit is present. Others can speak different kinds of languages, and still others can tell what these languages mean. But it is the Spirit who does all this and decides which gifts to give to each of us. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you, Graham. Good morning. Morning. My name's Matt Harris. I am the youth minister here at St. Mary's. I'd love the children to come up to the front, because I need some volunteers for certain things, and it involves these sorts of things. Yeah, now you're interested. So I need some volunteers. Yeah, come up. Okay, hello. Come up, children, children, come forward. Yeah. You can come and sit down on the steps. Now, this present, this one, now, this isn't the present. Okay, now, inside here, you're not allowed to untie them or try and peek through there. Inside these socks, there are different presents or different tools. Can you tell me what those are? Okay, so pass them around, see what you think. And in the meantime, while they're trying to work, no untying it. Cheeky. Okay, I'm going to have a feel. While we're doing that, as you came in, you were writing on the boards your most useful presents and your least useful presents. Now, Fee is at the back. What sort of things have we got for the most useful presents?
Ooh, we've got on the top of the list, double bed. Bike. iPod. Phone. Mixing bowl. Wheelie suitcase. Weighing scales. Hat. Anything made from the company Apple. Hello Sunshine bag. Another bike. And what does the last one say? Don't know.
Okay, and then there's some others on the other side, but we'll keep with this side. What about the least useful presents? Now, bearing in mind, I'm sorry if some of you gave those presents to these people, and all of a sudden you're realising, oh, I never knew that, right. But at least it'll help in the future. Sorry, yeah, Fee.
So we've got bee nest box.
A bee nest box.
Curling tongs, and in brackets it says, I'm bald. Alarm clock. Do you think that might be a teenager?
Yeah, maybe.
Teddy, how's that least useful? Glass bowl ornament. I hate ornaments. Salt and pepper shakers. What's that say? Herb cutting scissors.
Okay, herb cutting scissors. Fantastic. Thank you very much, Fee. Thank you for that. Now, coming... Okay, you found out what those things are. Now, I have a gift. Apparently, I am very difficult to buy for. Apparently, my wife, Nicola, who is here today, she finds it very difficult to buy me presents. And the one I got last year was this. You may be thinking, what on earth is that? Well, it's a foot massager. Oh, it tickles. Okay, and not only is it a foot massager, if you press the button again, it heats up. We can, okay, if anyone wants to buy it from me, we can arrange something later on. It's great for a couple of days after that. So it's Phil. I'll leave that with Phil so he can do his feet. Keep your socks on. Now, what did we find? What did we find here? What was in the socks? What do we think?
A paintbrush.
Okay, not all at the same time. Yes. What do you think's in there? You don't know. Okay. Which one's that one? Do you think?
I know what that one is.
You know what that one is? What is it?
That one's a saw.
A saw? Not a real one. Don't worry. Okay, and. A gardening fork. It's not a gardening fork. A paintbrush, yes. And what else is the other one? Yes.
Screwdriver.
Now, what sort of people would use those sorts of things? What do you use those things for, yeah?
Builders.
Builders might use those, yeah. Builders, yeah. Painting.
Gardeners.
Gardeners, yeah. So they have a use. And a hat. It wasn't in there, but that's good. Hats are useful. Now, what do you think? So they're sort of gifts that you might give someone if they were a builder or something like that, because they're useful. Sit down for a minute. What sort of gifts do you think God might give us? I've got some things to help us think about that. Okay. Now, who would like to open this one?
Me, I will.
Okay. It's happy birthday. Okay, what's in here? Okay, right. Everyone, sit down so everyone else can see. Now, in the one of the gifts God can give us is wisdom, and to you, this may look like a load of J cloth stuffed together. Stand up. But actually, what this is because they're a bit expensive to buy. It's a judge's wig. There you go. Look how judgely you look. Okay, so that reminds us that God sometimes gives us the gift of wisdom of knowing what to do in the right certain circumstances. Right, who'd like to get the next box?
Me.
Okay, go. Next box that's there.
Just there.
On the table. Next one that's on the table. Okay, let's move that one out of the way. So that's wisdom. Keep your wig on. Okay, now what's in here? Let's have a look. Oh, now this one is knowledge. Now sometimes, and what's that?
A magnifying glass.
And what that represents is knowledge. Sometimes you just know something. And you don't know why you know something. You just know something. Maybe about a person. And it might just inspecting and seeing someone. Yeah. And you might suddenly think, oh, that person, they seem a bit sad. I think someone said to me they might be a bit sad. Or you know, and so you might have something you don't even know where that came from. But you can go to them and say, are you feeling okay? And that's a really good thing that God gives us, the ability to have knowledge about certain things and about people. Next box. Yes.
I will.
Go. Next box. Mind the lead. Go. You don't get to keep the magnifying glass, no.
Oh.
Okay, but you get to hold it. Go. Mind the lead. Okay, now what's this one?
A Ferrari.
Ooh, you hold up. Okay, sit down so everyone can see. What is it? Lift it up. Now, this is the gift of faith, and it's a light. Now, sometimes, the way I like to imagine it is, like, it just about to go across on a tightrope across somewhere. And you think, can I do it? And God says, you know, with God, you can do amazing things. And there might be situations you come across, you think, oh, God, I need you. I need to have faith that you're with me in this. And God gives us that gift of faith. Right, next box. Yes, go. Okay, let's build them up. All these gifts.
Daddy, can I
Maybe. That's it, be careful. Okay, next box. Wow, what have we got in this one? Okay, would you like to open it? Come here. Come a bit closer. What have we got in this one? I'm glad you've got this one. Now, what's that?
It's a sling.
It's a bandage. And sometimes, what does that word say?
Healing.
God can give us the special gift of healing. When someone's ill, someone's hurt, and we can pray for them, and God uses us to make people better. And that's amazing. Yeah, wrap yourself up in that. Okay, I'm trying to think what the next one is. Okay, yes, but be careful with the next one, I think.
Me.
Me.
Oh, it's going to be a bomb.
It's not going to be a bomb. Okay, oh, this one feels a bit, looks a bit heavy. Okay, careful with this one, because this one's a heavier one. Okay, let's make room.
Because it's a
ball. Okay, open the box. What's in there? Okay, sit down so everyone can see. Okay, lift those things up. Okay, so we've got a bottle of water and a bottle of wine. Now, what does that remind us of? Yes. Oh, I tell you what, top marks there. Reminds of miracles. And sometimes God gives us the gift of miracles to do amazing things that we can never do on our own. And that might be in other people's lives. It might be helping other people to see things in a different way. But it might even be amazing stuff like water into wine. Doubt it because of all the theological connotations of that. But anyway, it reminds us of God can use us to do miracles. How amazing is that? Right, we've got two boxes. Yes, one. Oh, Kitty, would you go and help? Go and help. Okay, can Kitty help? Or just grab the next one. That's all right, come. Brilliant. Okay, we'll open this one first. That's a big word.
Prophecy.
Well done, Sunday school. Now, look at that. Now, what's that? Yeah, it doesn't work. I'm not that stupid. Now this word prophecy. And what prophecy means is hearing from God a message and sharing it with other people. And normally, that's an encouraging thing for other people. So if you think, maybe, I think God, you know, that person may be a bit sad. God wants to say to that person that he really loves them. That is like prophecy. And other times, you might have a picture that comes into our mind that we think might help someone. And it might be a really random picture, but when we share it with someone, they go, oh, that's amazing, that's exactly where I'm at. So God can use us to do those things. And the last one, that's right, it's just there. Kitty, would you open the box? Okay, you can open the different things in there. Open it, Kitty, open it. And what's in here? There's paper. And what's written on those bits of paper? Let me have a look. Oh, hang on. Okay, got it. Oh, does that make any sense to anyone?
No.
Oh, but it might be really good. We just don't know what that means. And look at this one. Oh, but that is the translation of that. Now, sometimes... you're right. Sometimes people speak... God gives people the gift of being able to speak in a different language. Now, and sometimes people use it to pray. And I don't know whether you've ever been in a situation, the Tower of Doom, a situation where you think you haven't just quite got the right words to say. That's so amazing and so scary. And you just haven't got the right words. Sometimes God gives us the gift of tongues speaking in a different language. Some people pray in that language. Oh, and other times, I'm going to keep looking this way, and other times, it might be that someone speaks in an actual language that someone else understands, and that's amazing. Now, with all these gifts, I'm not going to put that one up, With all these gifts that God can give us, now, who is the person that gives us all those gifts? Who is it? It's God, yeah. It's God. Now, why do you think he gives us those gifts? Yeah. Because he loves us. That's one reason. Yeah, because he loves us. And? To share with other people. That's brilliant. So God gives us these gifts to help other people, and it helps us as well. It's like the tools. We need to use these gifts if God gives them to us. Like if God gives us wisdom, to use that wisdom. If God gives us some knowledge about someone or something, to use that knowledge. And it's because it's like having, otherwise it's like having a screwdriver tucked away in a drawer somewhere. Okay, you got hold of that. Right, so it's really important that we use those gifts, and those gifts, God gives them to us because he loves us, you're right, and to help other people, and to show how generous and amazing God is. Okay, right, what we're going to do, we're going to pray a quick prayer about these things. Okay, so everybody, arms out. Okay, cross your arms, bow your heads. Generous God, help us to recognize the gifts we have received and to use them for the common good, to help everybody. May we use the gifts you have given us to love and serve others. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, thank you guys. You'd like to go and take your seats? Give a little round of applause. Yeah, cheers.